A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, gang, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast thingamajig with me. Welcome back, me. Welcome back, the Goldstein.
Welcome home.
Yeah, I'm home. I'm back. Well, I'm not home. Actually, I am home, doing these at home at the moment, but that's irrelevant. I'm back on the podcast. Oh, where you been? Been very ill, actually. I actually had a bit of salmonella, would you believe? Yeah, a bit of salmonella. No good, but of course, you know, who cares? I'm back, I'm here, and let's move on with the podcast. Yeah, about time, it's not about you, is it? Yeah, good point. Now we start with, of course, the Harry Kane derby, where Pep Guardiola's Man City were sensationally beaten by Nuno Espirito Santo's Spurs in their opening game of the Premier League. Kane, who's obviously been heavily linked with a move to City, set out the game all scared. This was the reaction to the match across TalkSport.
Manchester City have been defeated on the opening day, the champions, by Tottenham Hotspur, and Nuno Espirito Santo, in his first game in charge of Tottenham, has 3 points on the board.
It was a good day, tough match, hard work for the boys. They work really hard, really, really hard. The distances, the covers, the balance, the fight, very proud.
It's a tongue-in-cheek comment that Tottenham don't need Harry Kane. Anyone needs Harry. Everyone will want Harry Kane, but he's not played today. You talk about the Champions League semi-final where he didn't play and Moura got the hat-trick. Why didn't he play in the final? Because Harry Kane came back. Yeah. So sometimes that stifled Tottenham a little bit. Sometimes their way of playing was solely based around Harry Kane.
It's the Spurs fans celebrating. Heung-min Son has scored.
And we've seen today that sometimes you don't need that Harry Kane figure and you can go out and put on a performance of togetherness and it gets you that result.
Well, I've released a statement saying I won't go into specifics. Surely you owe those fans who've supported Tottenham, who fill the stadium, who sing your name, you owe them an explanation. Don't say I won't go into specifics. If you've got a problem with Daniel Levy, you've got a problem with Tottenham, come out and say it.
But what can he say? And listen, I know firsthand that Harry Kane can't say too much, because if he does against Tottenham, he will end up getting fined. Trust me, I know.
Take the fine.
But what can he say?
If you care that much, what's a two-week fine to Harry Kane?
We concede a lot of transition. Normally, we are good in avoiding this, and we control a lot with the transitions. And Nuno was involved, Tottenham was like this, and in general, we create enough chances. Maybe the last pass, the last shoot, we were not completely brilliant, but we did it well, but unfortunately, we couldn't win.
If you lose four games, you're probably out of the title race this season because the quality in that top four is so strong. But actually, you go back to the end of last season, lost the Champions League final, 1-0, lost the Community Shield, 1-0, lost today, 1-0, and still Gabriel Jesus only gets 25 minutes at the end of the game. He is supposed to be their frontline striker at the moment.
So should City be persisting with signing Kane? Well, rock and roll superstar Noel Gallagher thinks that Pep should be chasing Norwegian Erling Haaland instead. Yeah, you know, so... No, that was me. This is Noel.
I think I'd speak for most City fans now when I'd say I'd rather the club wait for Haaland. Now, unless something's gone on behind the scenes with Haaland, there's talk of Bayern Munich now. But we need a striker, that's for sure. But if we couldn't get Haaland, can we get Kane? Yes. And why do I say that? Because I say that to all my mates. Because it's not our money. Why are we mad about 150 million? It's not my money. Not your money. It's the Sheikh's money. And he's got loads of money. So let's spend it.
As far as Salah! 3-0 to Liverpool! Unstoppable shot by Mo Salah!
I know it's only one game and it's early doors. I thought there was a lot of evidence over the weekend of Chelsea, Liverpool and Man United in their performances that they're going to make City think about this Kane deal a lot harder. Pep will look at them and think, them three are really, and it's only one game in, they all looked really good side yesterday. It's a standout feature of the day for me, that Chelsea, Liverpool and Man United performances.
Now, West Ham fought back from 2-1 down to beat Newcastle, or Newcastle, 4-2, in their opening game of the Premier League season. We'll hear from Stevie Bruce shortly, but first, the victorious manager of the Hammers, David Moyes.
Talk about being muscled out of a game. That's exactly happened here. West Ham actually cruised in the end to go back down the M1, back down to London with three comfortable points. Newcastle 2, West Ham 4.
Well, I think you've seen what it's meant to most clubs who've got a victory in the first game of the season. I think we're all caught up in the emotion of hearing the supporters back and how great that is. You know, we've come here with 50,000 Geordies here and we go a goal down after 3 minutes. So I think we deserved our celebration because we played well enough to win the game.
It is Thomas Souček who's got the goal. West Ham are now into the lead here. We are just after the hour mark on Tyneside.
For me, the big turning point in the game is the penalty. And after looking at it, I thought it was soft to start with. And the more I've looked at it, I thought it was really harsh. You know, I don't know why the referee just can't come over and have a look at the screen rather than somebody 300 miles away looking at a TV screen, which he could look at. And I think if he had looked at it and took it and had a really good look, then I think he would have probably aired that it wasn't a penalty.
Now, in the last episode, you may remember, I don't because I didn't do it, but you may remember if you downloaded it. If you didn't because it wasn't me voicing it, I'd understand. But if you did download it, hoping to hear me, didn't hear me, but thought, oh, I'll listen anyway, you might remember Gabby Agbonlahor said this about Manchester United.
On paper, that team should be winning the league. Mm. That team should be up there with Manchester City and Chelsea.
Well, this is big Tony Cascarino on United and why they could be frightening this season when all their players are available.
And Fernandes on a hat-trick, he's in behind here, he shoots into the top corner and scores! It's a hat-trick on the opening day for Bruno Fernandes!
I wasn't quite convinced of Fernandes's football at the end of last season mm-hmm. and the way he played in the Euros. I thought it was disappointing.
Yeah.
And he's a top player, you know, just wants to get in behind and in between spaces behind defenders. And he did that brilliantly. I thought Mason Greenwood was terrific yesterday. Pogba was exceptional. And many, many others. I thought Wan-Bissaka, fullback, played really well. I actually came away and thought, cool, imagine this United team when they've got everybody competing for a shirt. And, you know, whether Sancho comes in, Cavani, just thinking of a few. You've got then got Varane. I'm thinking, that side, they are in really good shape this year.
Now, it wasn't a great start to the Premier League for Arsenal after they got beat by newly promoted Brentford.
That can't be right.
That is right. Cheer up, Arsenal fans. Come on, it's not as though your next match is against Chelsea. Anyway, this is Gunners legend Perry Groves, Jerry to his friends, on the manager Mikel Arteta and why he's already under serious pressure.
Thomas Frank said he believes his side will surprise the Premier League this season. They've already taken their first scalp and it's one of the big boys too in Arsenal.
I said that Arteta needs, after the first six games, he needs 10 points. So he just put himself on a map. We play you next. Good luck with that on Sunday. Then play Man City. Then we got Spurs. Imagine the first full crowd back at the Emirates and Chelsea score after 10, 15 minutes. Trust me, I know the fans are like enthusiastic to go back. That's not going to be pretty.
It was a dreadful performance. I mean, anyone who watched the game would have seen Ian Wright's face watching it. I mean, you talk about one of the greats. He looked completely dejected. And I think that is the thing when it comes to Arsenal Football Club, is that it's no longer a surprise when they get beat by teams like Brentford. And I've always said it, out of all the top teams or so-called top teams in the division, when you look at this Arsenal team, they can get beaten by anybody in the division at any given moment. And that goes back to last year. I mean, Mikel Arteta, he has got a big job on his hands.
Now, Bayern Munich have announced the sad news that the German legend Gerd Müller has sadly passed away at the age of 75. The former striker died on Sunday morning after a long illness. On TalkSport, German football expert Olli Nack paid tribute to the 1974 World Cup winner.
Be remembered in even 50 or 100 years as probably the greatest scorer in the German Bundesliga ever. He will be up there, as you said. If you want to put together a best-off team, he will be in there for sure and for many years to come.
He was one of the people who blew my young mind when I first really, really got into football. It's fair to say that in the early 70s, the great strikers had started to drift away. Pele was no longer what he was. Jimmy Greaves was coming to the end of his astonishing time. And the person who replaced him as the best striker around was Gerd Müller, a squat, muscly little man who played for Bayern Munich and Germany. He came to dominate world football. They had a great team, both of them. I mean, the German team was based on Bayern's team, and obviously Beckenbauer at one end of the pitch was the huge influence. But the thing they had over everybody else was that they had Gerd Müller.
Now, England's cricketers have the edge over India. After day four of the second test at Lord's, they've reduced the tourists to 181 for six in their second innings. India have a lead of 154 going into the final day. This is the England spinner, Moeen Ali, speaking at the close of play.
I think it's a fantastic game. I think both teams are in decent situations. I think tomorrow morning is obviously crucial. We've got to try and bowl them out, and we need to get obviously pan out. So yeah, I think we're going into a great game.
Back now to the former Oasis superstar, that is Noel Gallagher, recalling the time he bumped into arch rival and former Blur frontman Damon Albarn straight after Chelsea beat City in the Champions League final earlier this year. So there I was. That's me again.
Now great through ball, Havertz got it round the goalkeeper, taps it in. Chelsea lead in the 2021 Champions League final.
As the game finishes, kind of, you know, stomp out of the ground in a huff, right? Who's the first person I meet outside the ground? The first person.
Oh, it's not a Chelsea fan, is it? It's not. It wouldn't be Damon.
Oh, it's a Chelsea fan, yes.
Damon Albarn, something like that?
Damon Albarn.
No!
who goes to one Chelsea game every 10 years, right? So the last game he'd been to was probably the last Champions League final they won. And he's like, all right, mate. And I'm like, of all the people. And I was like, oh, well done. You know, well done, mate. And he's like, oh, never mind. You win it one day. And I was like, I swear to God.
So let me get, you didn't see him at Nedworth.
No, yeah. And as he's kind of, you know, consoling me, I'm like, hey, wait a minute, aren't your team just lifting the trophy? Like now in about 10, what are you doing outside the ground? He's like, oh, I've got to get off early. And I was like, well, I just about stunned you. All the people. So many people.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, to press that subscribe button. I'm back tonight on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar with the Fun Boy from 10 p.m. But then, of course, my new shift means I'll be doing Tuesday to Friday's Drive Time. Yep, I'm your new Drive Time host Tuesday to Friday. Oh, you must have got that right. No, seriously, I genuinely am. But I'll still be doing Mondays with the Fun Boy. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, my friends, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.